You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, a good time to sit down and talk a little Astros baseball. I'm Dave Raymond with Brian McTaggart. And the Astros got a lot done in December. You know, they answered the questions in the bullpen. They seem to have most of the pieces in place now. As we work our way through the holiday season and the calendar flips to 2017 or 2016, I won't get too far ahead. How much work do they still have to do before getting to spring training?
Well, they certainly checked off their biggest pieces by addressing the bullpen, which was their number one job in the offseason, getting Ken Giles from the Phillies and then re-signing Tony Sipp. So now they turn their attention, I think, first and foremost, to starting pitching. You know, you look at the rotation and 1-2-3, you're pretty set. You feel really good about it. Dallas Keuchel, Cy Young winner, at the number one spot. You have a 19-game winner, Colin McHugh, number two. Lance McCullers, number three. And then you have a handful of guys who could still come in and get one of those rotation spots. Mike Fiers, Scott Feldman, Oberholzer's out of the pitcher now. They traded him. Appel's out of the pitcher. So they would like to add another mid-level veteran starter, you know, someone who's had a few years under their belt, who can eat up 180 innings, who's done it before. You know, they're not going to pay a king's ransom to get him. I know that pitching is very expensive. You look at some of these contracts that have been signed this offseason, you're like, wow, this is crazy. They're not going to do that. And that might make it hard for them to get someone on the free agent market. Maybe they have to make another trade. But look for them to add that veteran arm in the rotation to compete for some of those innings in the bottom of the rotation. And then beyond that, I think they have to look at what they want to do offensively. If you look around offensively, where do you add anybody? You're set in the outfield, of course, with Rasmus and Gomez and Springer. You're set in the middle infield for years and years with Correa and Altuve, catcher. You have Castro, of course. And I could see them bringing in a veteran guy to play first or third, maybe a high contact, high on base guy, different from what they have now. So they have a lot of options at both those positions now with Valbuena. A.J. Reed's coming up. Tyler White's coming up. Duffy get his feet wet last year. But having that, they could put in that order. You could put in the order while some of these guys are scuffling or feeling their way up to the major leagues like Reed, I think is something they're going to explore as well.
On that starting pitching front, first of all, Kazmir, probably a non-option, I guess. And then what about like a Yovani Gallardo, former National League pitcher? You got a taste of the Rangers in the American League. Would Gallardo be a possibility? Who are some of the names, I guess, you'd throw out there?
Yeah, I think Gallardo is definitely a possibility. They have shown interest in him, and I think he would be a good fit. He's pitched in the division before. And, man, he's pitched so well against the Astros. Having him would help you in that respect, too, where you don't have to face him anymore. I wouldn't rule out Kazmir at this point. I mean, I think they still have a really good interest in Kazmir. I know he didn't pitch great when he came over here, but, he's not far removed from having a really good track record. First half of last year and his first start with the Astros were very good. So maybe a fresh Scott Kazmir for a full season. Depends how much you want to pay him. He's a left-hander. Can he get two or three years? You don't want to go crazy on the money. Maybe another guy they might be interested in is a Mike Leake type. But, again, at what price? You're going to have to look at the money and make sure it makes sense. You don't want to get crazy with these contracts. And guys like that, a lot of the big pitchers are already off the board already, a player for them. But I wouldn't rule out Kazmir at this point. The more I hear – the deeper we get into the offseason, the more I think he could be likely to come back.
For the Astros, from their perspective, as they look to address these issues, would they rather spend money or would they rather dip further into their farm system where, they've already had to dip in a little bit in the Ken Giles deal?
Well, I think they could do either at this point because I think if they make a trade, they're not going to be trading. We're not going to see a trade like we did with Giles where they trade away a couple of prospects that everyone's going to go, wow. I mean, I don't think they would have to do that to get what they're looking for as far as starting pitching is going. And they do have some payroll flexibility right now. I mean, look at what they've done this offseason. They've dumped some salary. Lowry's gone. Chris Carter's not coming back. And they did sign Tony Sipp. He's getting $6 million a year. They trimmed the fat of a couple of other arbitration eligible guys. So it's not like they've spent all this money this offseason, and I think they could get the payroll up to $100 million possibly. So I could see them doing either, but considering they have not spent much money in free agency so far, they do have some to spend, and I think that if you have to pin me down, I think that would be the more likely route they would take.
Okay, so scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how would you grade out what they've been able to accomplish so far this offseason?
So far, I would give them probably an 8. They have to get a closer. They got one of the best young ones on the market. They had to re-sign Sipp. They did that, and those were their main issues. If they can get a starter in the middle of the rotation, I think you're up to a 9, and if they address something offensively, then you get a 10. And I know they were interested in Chapman for a while, both in July and this offseason, but, you know, someone in the organization told me after they signed Giles, the phrasing that was used was they dodged a bullet by not getting Chapman. I don't know if that has to do with his off-the-field stuff, but if they had traded for Chapman, you got him for 1 year, and then in a year you're back in the same boat, maybe you offer him a contract, who knows. But I think getting Giles, even though not as proven as Chapman, I think it's a very good outcome for the Astros. So, yeah, I would give him an 8.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Giles thing, when we look back years from now, I think that will be one of the smarter moves they made, and Chapman maybe being a smarter move that they didn't make in that situation. So, yeah, good for them. All right, Brian, great stuff as always. Continued best wishes for a happy holiday season, and look forward to doing it again soon.
All right, Dave. Happy holidays.
Right on. There he goes. Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.